In today's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Martian offers insight into keeping Valentine's Day commitments manageable. And he hopes his daughter's tuning in.
Happy Valentine's Day. I hope what you say or do today is just exactly the right thing. I hope the gift you give or receive is perfect for the moment, from the right person or to the right person, and creates a nice smile. And only that. Small. Short term. That's what I hope for you. And for me. And for my 17-year-old daughter. You see, she has an 18-year-old boyfriend. And them saying and doing only the right things, small, short-term things, are on my mind today. The pressure to go over the top to make the day big and memorable, particularly in today's teenagers, worries me. Once the big stuff starts, it's hard to roll it backwards. Have you seen the elaborate staging kids these days go through to ask each other to prom? Signs and balloons and pyrotechnics and everything. Back in my day, I called a girl. My voice was quaking and I was praying her father wouldn't answer the phone so I didn't have to work through him to get to her. But that's exactly what happened. And I'm pretty sure he could hear me sweating as I asked to speak to his daughter. Now the date's parents are involved in the invitation. And this is for prom. You've seen videos of marriage proposals that are choreographed with his and her family, and photographers, and skywriters, or gender reveal events where balloons and confetti and skydivers trailing colored smoke from their backpacks to tell guests what the baby will be? It's crazy. I'm a fan of making as few long-term commitments as possible, or doing or saying things that have as few long-term memories or long-term implications as possible. Keep it small, short term. People change, times change, circumstances change, and the long term memories of big things you said or did, particularly in relationships, can haunt you. You end up asking yourself, what was I thinking? What seems so right at the time, in time, looks foolish. A friend is a dermatologist, and a growing side of his business is tattoo removal. Now, tattoos are a long-term commitment that many people later regret. He described them as long-term memories of short-term emotions. And these types of decisions tend to be bad news, except if you're a dermatologist, or maybe a divorce attorney. Removing tattoos is painful, leaves a scar, which will be the exact same result as going over the top and saying or doing what you think you need to do to make Valentine's Day special. It may be an emotional scar, but it's nonetheless a scar, and it's painful. Mortgages, marriage, and children, I tell my children, are the only things worthy of long-term commitments. And I'm sure many of you would disagree over those. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. Do only what you need to, small, short-term. Don't do something you'll later regret or that will embarrass you down the road. Are you listening, sweetheart? Are you listening? I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.